with Amanda DeWitt, who is way taller than me and isn't one of these many well-performing freshmen on the team. First of all, we all know what's going on with the injuries, and maybe some freshmen, including yourself, are getting more action. Did that take a little getting used to, or did you want to jump right in there?
When, like, we got here, we've practiced, you know, all summer, so I was kind of used to playing with the team and stuff. Not really with the coaches, because they weren't allowed to do anything with us until preseason, but yeah, I had enough confidence to play with my setters and all the other girls on the court. They've been nothing but welcoming, so yeah, I was excited to get on the court.
You mentioned the setters, you know, with the two setter system you guys have, is there a big difference between the two, or is it something that just whoever's out there, it's about the same?
I think it's pretty even, whoever's out there. I'm usually with Aika, and we just really connected well this season. So we have, like, a lot of trust in each other. When she goes out there, I know I get, like, a pretty perfect set every time. And I think she trusts me enough to keep setting me, which is good to hear.
Good. I didn't see you guys this past weekend. I saw a couple of your matches. We actually do them on the radio here. Jacksonville was just too far. But it sounds like you came out pretty well. And how, as a team, did last weekend's 3-0 performance kind of build you guys up?
Winning those games really built our confidence as a team, you know, helped our record also and our rankings. I think that, like, we were able to, even though we were supposed to beat these teams, like, on paper, we still played really hard and have been making improvements since the first game, continuing to get better.
Describe the play, because Coach did to me yesterday, where apparently you went way out of your way to make a diving save. Tell people what happened. You can brag on yourself a little bit.
I honestly was surprised that I even got it up, but it was after we played one game, so we're all kind of tired and just, like, we needed something to bring the energy on the court, like, you know, big plays that really shift the momentum. And you know, Aika hit the ball, and at Jacksonville there were super low ceilings, which it takes some getting used to, because you can play it off the ceiling. And I saw it, and I just ran, and we did this thing at practice where sprint and swing. So you sprint, dive, and try to get, like, a hook shot on the ball to get it up off the ground. And if honestly, if we didn't do that at practice the day before, I don't know if I would have remembered to even do it.
Wow.
But I just ran, got it up. CeCe was there to send it over, and it was exciting.
Sounds like one where you had to hear the reaction as opposed to see it after you sprint and swung.
Yeah.
Did you? Were you still on the ground when all the action happened?
I was, but, you know, we're working also on, like, getting up quickly and popping up. That's, like, Coach Wall, our strength coach, is, like, our biggest thing is, like, changing directions and getting up from the ground quick, like, pop up and keep playing. So that helped too, you know.
Hey, you're Jupiter, right?
Yes.
And help explain it to me. You guys went undefeated last year. Did you not play in the actual state tournament?
Yeah.
What was that all about? I think I saw you in one of the Tri-County Championships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
different seasons last year, I realized.
Due to COVID, our county and Miami-Dade and Broward County all decided that we weren't going to be in the high school
FHSAA. Yeah, it's really hard to say. I've said it a lot.
So we were not participating because that's what our board voted on, and so we still wanted to have a season, obviously. So all three counties came together and figured out a schedule that would work, and it was mostly, like, teams closest to your area, so until you got into postseason, and then you started playing teams in Broward and Miami. But we went undefeated, and it wasn't like our normal schedule where we could, you know, match up against teams with higher ratings. It was just, like, whoever was in closest to us. But then once we started getting into counties, we beat Boca, which was a crucial game.
Wow.
We went to 5 with Boca, and it was such a fun game because I played club with most of the girls on their team. So that was really exciting. And then after that, we just kept, you know, advancing and finally made it to the Tri-County Championships, where we played Miami Southwest. Yeah, ended up winning that game in 5 also.
Did it feel like a state championship, even though it wasn't? I mean, that's a pretty good area for volleyball.
I mean, it did. It's, like, frustrating because we probably would have had a fair shot at states, but, you know, we did the best with what we had, and that's the most we can do, the most we can control. So.
And then the last thing I want to ask, just coming to USF, obviously other side of the state, what did you know about them, if anything, and when did the interest hit a peak?
Well, I actually committed, like, really quickly after I talked to the coaches the first time, probably, like, a month in between our first chat and then my commitment. So it's awesome spot. I'm far enough away from home where I'm not at home, but then at the same time, my parents are able to come to games, and Tampa's like an up-and-coming city. It's awesome here. Love the girls, love the atmosphere, and like the coaches have such a family vibe where, like, obviously they're...
It's hard not to, yeah.
But yeah, I really just loved like what they had to offer me, and the school itself. I knew I wanted a big school and like school with a lot of pride, and that's what I got. So I'm very happy.
You're offering a lot already. Keep it up, Amanda. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We've been saying her name a lot. We've been saying a lot of freshmen's names. Tizzy, pronounce your last name. I've been saying it Pulgis. Is that close?
Yeah, it's Tiziana Pulgis. So yeah, it's fine.
No J. I got it. Pulgis.
Yeah,
thank you. Well, I took 5 years of Spanish in high school, so you'd think I would know sort of those languages. But you're from Argentina. Yeah. Tell people the city and kind of a little bit about the volleyball there and how you grew up playing volleyball.
Yeah, well, I play, well, in Resistencia is my city, and I play volleyball, like, for 6 years then. So, yeah, I'm fine. I play, like, a few years in my city in Resistencia. And the last 2 years, I think, I play in Buenos Aires. That is the capital of Argentina. Yeah.
It does seem like it's a pretty serious sport there. Was it always your number one sport, or were there others you also played?
I think it's maybe the third sport, maybe the first is soccer for yeah. And then we have basketball, and then we have volley, but it's a big deal, like women's volleyball in Argentina. So yeah, it's really important. And I think we have a really good volleyball in women. So yeah, we have a lot of tournament, and we practice like a lot. Yeah.
Those are my favorite sports. I love soccer. I love basketball. Do you get crazy about the Argentinian soccer team, the men?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I love Messi. He's my favorite player in the world. So, yeah, my whole family plays soccer. And, yeah, you always play soccer, like, with your friends, and it's always on the TV. So, yeah.
But are you good? Are you okay?
No. Yeah, I'm only in volleyball. But, yeah, it's a really huge sport in Argentina, the soccer, yeah.
What about you? You mentioned your family. How many brothers, sisters do you have?
Yeah, I have one little brother. He's, like, 14. And then, well, we have, like, my father and my mother. So, yeah.
Are you the first one to come to the States as far as college and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm the first here, so yeah.
Okay, so this is pretty exciting. We'll get to the team here in a second, but just in general, coming to America, how has it been for you? I know you're learning the language. You're doing great, by the way. Was that the hardest thing?
Yeah, I think I really understand the language, but it's hard for me to like, talk like a little bit. But I think I'm practiced, and I think it's really good. I really like the culture here. I really feel I'm really far from home right now, but I feel like the team is my family now. So we have a really good program here, and the coach are really, really well for me. I really like being here.
We love the coaches. Is it difficult? You go up playing volleyball, you know all the plays and everything, but seeing it in English as far as writing stuff down and learning it that way, was that difficult, or did you pick it up because you're used to it?
Yeah, I think was different, like the name of the things and the exercise. And here the rules are a little bit different. I think here they have like a lot of substitutions. And here, for example, the libero can serve. So I think in Argentina is different. So I'm trying to adapt to that style of the game, you know. So I'm learning like new things with a new language, so it was really hard for me the first week, I think, but then like the coach really helped me for that.
You're doing great. That makes sense that there's not as many substitutions because you go and play in the back, you play, defense is great. Would you say that you're showing people right now your full game, or do you think you can even get better because what I've seen so far is good?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm a middle, actually, but then we have, like, a lot of injury. Like, that was so bad for the team. But, yeah, we need to, you know, like, change the mind. So, yeah, I'm playing now, like, right side or outside or I don't know, wherever the coach wants. I'm here for that. So wherever she wants, I can play for that. So I think, yeah, but I need, like, you know, more practice for that. But, yeah, I think I'm trying to do, like, my best in whatever position that I need to play, you know.
And then last thing, the team. It seems like you guys get along. I've heard that you can be one of the funnier persons on the team. Do you have some others that you enjoy as far as your teammates?
Yeah, I'm, like, a really funny person, I think. And we have, like, yeah, I think Ali really helped me, like, in the court. We always, like, Yeah, because I think like we need to enjoy the sport. Like I know like it's always a competition, you know, but I think it's important like for you like trying to enjoy the game, you know. So yeah, I think it's really funny play with this girl. I love it. Yeah.
And your smile tells how you play on the court. People can't see it, but I'm telling you, you got a great smile. Keep up the great play, Tizzy.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Of course, the alley she mentions being Allie Barnhart-Puliese is second on the team behind Marta Svitkovic, of course, in kills and attacks. And after Cece Clausen and then against Svitkovic, she is third on the team in digs. And again, a freshman who has not been in the country for a year yet. Resistencia Argentina is where Tizzy is from, as you just heard.